You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Prayer is a puzzle for many people. They do not know exactly what to do with it, just as they don't know how to do without it. People do not like to make fun of prayer, having seen too many people benefited by prayer when they were driven to it by some crucial and seemingly insoluble situation. Praying every day, however, looks to them like the useless exercise of an excessive piety. The disciples of Jesus were amazed at how he talked to his Father. Prayer came to him quite naturally on any and every occasion, whether he was in command of the situation or whether the situation threatened to be in command of him. Moved by the easy readiness with which he prayed, they asked him, "Lord, teach us to pray." Jesus responded readily, "When you pray, pray like this: Our Father, who art in heaven." As a sample, he prayed with them a simple prayer. "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." The next petition of what has since been called the Lord's Prayer is most intriguing. It is both a request and a promise of action, lots of action. "Give us this day our daily bread." "Give us today the bread that is now on its way." Notice that today. The prayer is for today, trusting God to take care of tomorrow. Trust in God is a prime ingredient for true prayer. Without trust in God, prayer becomes just a stab in the dark. Once there was a man who lost his job. Bills came due, and his family was desperate. One Sunday in church, he heard that Jesus promises, "Ask, and it will be given to you." From then on, the man prayed morning, noon, and night. "Lord, I need help. Please find me a good job." Day after day and week after week, he prayed that prayer. Expectantly, he sat by his telephone, waiting for some potential employer to call, offering him a job. He was persistent. Nothing happened. Finally, he lost heart and told God in disgust, "You disappointed me. I asked you for a job. I really believed you would answer. I knew you could do it. What happened?" God answered him. "What happened? You tell me what happened. Why didn't you go down to the employment office? Why didn't you file some resumes? Or at least read the Help Wanted ads? I promised, 'Ask and it will be given to you.' But remember, I also said, 'Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be opened.' When you pray with all trust and confidence in God, you had better be prepared to act. He's already acted in 100 different ways when it comes to daily bread. Now it's your turn. Do you expect God to send an angel to place food on the table 3 times a day in response to your request? Of course not. In the spirit of the 6th petition of the Lord's Prayer, Father once led his family in a mealtime prayer. "Lord, have mercy on the starving people of the world." His 6-year-old daughter was strangely silent. Then she asked, "Daddy, shouldn't we help God answer that prayer for the hungry people?" That same principle applies to the entire Lord's Prayer. "Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us." It is not that anyone earns the forgiveness of God by forgiving others. It is that people who ask God's forgiveness are prepared to forgive others. Prayer commits to action. Every time you pray, you put yourself in the position where you become a part of the answer to that prayer. Someone has said, pray as if everything depended on God, and work as if everything depended on you. Prayer committed to action takes nothing away from the glory of God. That is the way things are. When you pray, you must be willing to help, to give, and even to sacrifice. Otherwise, prayer is insincere. A prayer sincerely offered is a commitment to God, just as it asks God to commit himself to you that very day. On occasion, God's answers to prayer are so dramatic, we call them miracles. The laws of nature seem to be overcome. Most of the time, however, God does not do for us what we ought to be doing for ourselves. For what we do, he gives intelligence, health, and the will to carry out the duties that are our responsibilities from day to day. When you're too lazy to do something that will make your prayer become a reality, you make it quite clear that you don't want it very badly. Why should God reward you with an answer that says yes? As Martin Luther pointed out, prayer for daily bread includes everything that belongs to the needs and wants of our bodies. If you're serious when you pray for good health, you do your part to make that prayer come true. You get sufficient sleep, eat sensibly, and exercise daily. If you're sick and pray for healing, you do what is necessary to get well. You rest where you didn't rest before. A visit to the doctor may be in order. You follow the instructions of the doctor. Let's say you pray for improvement in your marriage. By that very prayer, you commit yourself to whatever is necessary to improve that marriage. You use effort, more effort, and still more effort. You pray for the good sense to help you avoid past mistakes. You try new ways of showing love toward your spouse. And you build a new atmosphere of peace where before there was war. A pastor told me about a couple who came to him with a marital problem. He and the couple prayed together that they would be reconciled. They asked God that he would help them forgive each other. About a week later, one of them came back to tell the pastor, "A miracle has happened. I have learned to forgive as God forgives, to treat my spouse today as if yesterday never happened." Maybe you pray, "Help me feel more loved, more needed, less lonely." He may answer that prayer by moving someone to be kind to you, to visit you, and to invite you for dinner. You have to open your eyes to see that this is an answer to your prayer and gladly accept that offer. Just as frequently, God may use you to be a part of the answer to your prayer. He may offer you the opportunity to befriend someone. When God puts someone into your path that way, you can show that God cares for the lonely. Seize the opportunity. Take your mind off yourself as you benefit others and enrich their lives. It's an answer to prayer, yours, and the prayer of the other fellow too. I see God's answer to this prayer for today. Give us this day the bread that is on its way. In nurses at the hospital, teachers helping to bring up the young, lawyers helping people who are in trouble, secretaries making the business hum, housewives who work ceaselessly to keep the family together, and even in prisoners who help others to learn trust in God and to improve themselves for life after they are released from prison. Jesus taught people to approach the Almighty Creator of heaven and earth as their heavenly Father. Jesus was a true son of his Father, seeking to do the will of his Father, and confident of his Father that he would take care of everything. At the same time, we know that Jesus was the unique and eternal Son of his Father, having committed himself to do everything his Father asked or wanted him to do. In all of his humanity and in all of his eternal sonship with the Father, Jesus went into death itself, saying, "Not my will, but your will be done." He died not for his own sins, but for the sins of the whole world. He put himself in the place of everyone. And he prayed to the Father that everything might turn out in such a way that the world would know that he and the Father are one. Because of the price he paid, the redemption he brought, he was raised from the dead by the glory of his Father and was declared to be the Son of God with power. The Father is a loving parent and a wise one. He knows what is best. He wants you to become all that you can be, doing for you what you can do for yourself. Does not develop the talents he gave you, nor does it build greater confidence in him. You can see that same principle in the human family. Some children are spoiled by their parents and acquire no sense of responsibility. They wait for their parents to serve them, to provide for their every wish and whim. They receive an allowance, not for chores done, but just for breathing. That's no favor to children. The result is that many children do not grow up as stalwart men and women, able to meet adversity and to bear prosperity with the prayer, "Our Father in heaven, give us today our bread that is on its way." I've prayed that prayer so many times in my lifetime that I couldn't even begin to count them. I don't expect God to deliver bread at my doorstep. He did it for 40 years while his people were living in the wilderness, but I don't expect him to do that the same way for me or for you just because he's shown that he can do it. When I pray for daily bread, I recognize that everything is a gift from God. I don't regard daily bread as a right just because I prayed. He gives me health and strength and opportunity to earn a living. When I'm old and feeble and no longer able to work, God will supply my needs. Surely he won't do that by showering bits of bread on my lawn, but he'll somehow provide for me with the little I've been able to save and also with the good gifts he always gave and through other people who also have prayed, "Give us today the bread that is on its way." Through considerate action, I confirm my faith in God and in Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. People often complain that their prayers are not answered, or that the response was not what they expected. Once in a while, you can actually tell why prayers are not answered. The person who prayed did not have enough confidence in God to go to work with a clear head and a warm heart on the problem about which he prayed. God surprises you when you get to work. God puts you to the test to see whether you really want what you pray for. Are you ready to put out some blood, sweat, and even tears to show that you mean it? On a number of occasions, Jesus demanded some sort of action from a person as a sign of his faith and conviction. The leper was commanded to show himself to the priest. The man with a withered hand had to stretch forth his hand. The blind man was told to wash his face in the pool of Siloam. All of them were acts of faith. God forgives your sin when you confess your sin. It's an act of grace on his part and an act of faith on yours. He hears your prayers, but you must do the praying. God always shows his hand in the end by giving more than you could ever ask or think. God always makes the first move. He sent Jesus to die. He raised Jesus from the grave to free you from the bondage of never knowing and never being quite able to believe. He gives everlasting life. Salvation is offered to you right now through faith in Jesus Christ. God himself gives you that faith through the power of the gospel of Christ. He doesn't force himself upon you. You are the one called upon to believe. Whosoever believes in his heart that Jesus is Lord and confesses with his lips that God raised him from the dead will be saved. Prayer does not manipulate God. It doesn't represent an attempt to bring Him under our control. The real essence of prayer is opening up your life to the influence of the living God. It is lining up your will with His. He is in control. Prayer does not demand God's help, but it puts you in a position to receive His power, receiving with gratitude His gracious gift of forgiveness and life, along with all that belongs to the wants and needs of our everyday bodily existence. Prayer, you might say, is a channel for the inexhaustible power of God. It's a pipe through which the water of life flows. The pipe doesn't make the water flow. That power comes from elsewhere. But the pipe does lead to the place where the water will do a lot of good, both for you and for others. People today pray for peace. People in Lebanon are praying for peace with heartfelt fervor. We pray with them, knowing their suffering. We pray that God will move the hearts of leaders throughout the world to work hard for peace. A song teaches us to pray that way. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. It's the kind of prayer that St. Francis of Assisi offered. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, may I bring love. Where there's offense, may I bring pardon. Jesus wants his people to be not only lovers of peace, but makers of peace. He said that in the same Sermon on the Mount from which the Lord's Prayer comes. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Pray for peace with all your heart, and work with all your might to bring peace to your own family, to your own community, to your own country, and to the world. The greatest prayer you can pray is that God will strengthen your faith. It's the heart of everything, to trust God enough to pray to Him. Do you think God will give you a stronger faith on a silver platter? His promises are fulfilled to those who work for what they pray for. The answer to unexpected problems and unforeseen pains is faith in God that He will do what only He can do, while we do what we are able to do. That's how we cope with life in the strength that God gives. When you refuse to repay evil with evil, when you are reviled and revile not in return, when you act with consideration and kindness out of your conviction of faith toward God and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent, you follow in the steps of Christ. You pray with a full heart, Lord God, Heavenly Father, give me today the bread which you've already started on its way. Prayer and action go quite comfortably together. Faith and action are inextricably woven together with each other. They belong to one another. Reach up to God in prayer with faith in Him which trusts and overcomes. God reaches down to you in love with power to touch your heart and strengthen your hand. Together with God, people like that bless the world from day to day. Amen.